各位弟兄姐妹，安息日平安。
Brothers and sisters, happy Sabbath.
那根据教会的安排呢，我们今天要来查考这个《生命记》的第十章。
According to the arrangement of the church, we're going to study Deuteronomy chapter 10 today.
我们念过《生命记》的哈，都会觉得说有很多的这个记载是重复的。
If we have read Deuteronomy before, we find that many passages or many teachings seem to be the same.
特别是他们犯罪得罪神的事情呢、啊，那我们发觉到说摩西啊，不断的在重提。
Especially when Israel has sinned, Moses seems to repeat it over and over again.
那主要的用意是要唤醒他们呢、啊，尤其这新的一代不要犯上这个前人的这个错误。
The purpose is for the new generation to remind them and warn them not to do the same mistakes.
因为他们第一代得罪神
，because the first generation has sinned against God.
他们拜金牛犊
，they worship the golden calf.
那他们呢、啊？派了探子去窥探这迦南地之后，有十个探子回来报恶信。
And when they sent spies to spy the land, 10 of the spies, they came up with a bad report.
所以啊，这些都是得罪神的，不顺从神的一种，很大的一种恶。
So these things were all evil in the sight of God.
那我们现在来看这个第十章。
Today we shall read chapter 10.
我们说第十章可以分为两段哈，你如果看你的圣经的话。它也大概是你圣经也大概是分为两大段。
And we can divide chapter 10 into passages, and most of the Bibles have also already divided this chapter into two passages.
那第一段是从第一节到第十一节。
The first passage is from chapter 10, verse 1 to verse 11.
这里呢是谈到说神重写这个十条诫命。
Here it talks about how God writes the second pair of tablets again.
那这个第五章啊，就谈到这个十条诫命的这个内容。
In chapter 5, it talks about the content of the tablets.
那第十章这里谈到说，这个诫命是根据第一次神颁布这个给摩西的这个诫命是一样的。
And in chapter 10, we see that the content of the second pair of tablets is the same as the first.
那这个第二段呢，是从第十二节到二十二节。
And the second passage is from verse 12 to verse 22.
好，我们现在先来看这个第一段哈。
So let's first have a look at the first passage.
那时候呢，神就吩咐摩西啊，要凿出两块石板。
At that time, the Lord said to Moses to hew for him two tablets of stone.
这样的一个做法呢，是跟先前一样。
And that was the same as before.
要摩西上山到神的那里去，上到神的面前来。
And he asked Moses to come up to him on the mountain.
然后呢，要把这个十条诫命啊，写在这两块石板上。
And then he will write on the tablets of the words.
那神啊吩咐他说，这个两块石板要放在这个柜中，当然就是或者月柜啊，放在月柜当中。
And then God asked Moses to put the stone tablets into the ark.
而且呢，我们发觉到说，这十条诫命呢是神亲自写的。
And we find that. God wrote the Ten Commandments himself.
然后我们说把这个诫命放到这个月柜当中。
And then he put the commandments in the Ark of the Covenant.
我们常说这就是告诉我们呢，这个诫命是不可以被废掉的。
And we always say that this reminds us that the commandments cannot be put away.
这个诫命是永存的。
The commandments are everlasting.
这是我们信主之人的一个信仰的标准。
And for all believers, this is a standard.
那我们每个人都要遵照这个十条诫命来去做。
And we all must live according to these ten commandments.
当然我们在看新约圣经的时候，
If we turn to the New Testament,
因为当时的教会可能有一些人受到这些 行各里的人的影响。
Because some members, they were influenced by the people who supported circumcision.
所以他们就说，只要守诫命就好了，不需要靠耶稣来称义。
And they claimed that you just need to keep the law, you do not need to believe in Jesus to be saved.
所以当时教会就产生了一些混乱。
So back in the days, this caused confusion in the church.
所以这些使徒们呢，要起来，来解释这件事情。
So the apostles, they rose up in order to explain this matter.
其实我们要靠耶稣来得救。
But so in fact, we need Jesus to be saved.
因为光光守诫命呢，不能够除去我们的罪。
Because by keeping the law, our sins cannot be washed away.
只有借着信耶稣，借着他的宝血，我们才能够得蒙救赎。
Only by believing in Jesus and through his blood can we receive redemption.
那过后呢，我们信主的人需要巩固这个神的律法。
But then, as a next step, as believers, we must keep the word of God.
我们信主之后有这样的条件来去满足律法的要求。
And as believers, we do have the conditions to meet or to keep the requirements of the law.
因为主耶稣把圣灵赐给我们。
Because Jesus has granted us the Holy Spirit.
借着顺从圣灵，我们能够守全这个律法。
By abiding in the Holy Spirit, we are able to keep the commandments.
我们这些信主之后的人。
After we have come to believe in Jesus,
如果我们只凭着自己的能力来去守诫命，
if we just try to keep the law or the commandments with our own strength,
我们也发觉到说，我们没有办法把这个诫命的精神呢，活出来。
Then we will see that we will not be able to live out the spirit of the commandments.
所以我们信主之后得了圣灵的人更需要靠着圣灵把律法的义行在我们的生活当中。
So after we have believed and we have received the Holy Spirit, we must live out the spirit of the commandments in our lives.
那就是说在我们生活当中我们一定要有律法所规定的义行。
Meaning we must have righteous deeds in our life.
所以我们从这样来看的话，我们就知道说这个诫命是不能够被废掉的。
So once again we see that the commandments cannot be put away.
所以在第十章我们就知道说是要放到这个月柜里头去的。
So in chapter 10 we read that the commandments were to be put into the ark.
那这里呢，我们如果来看这个第四节
So if we read in verse 4.
耶和华将那大会之日在山上从火中所传以你们的十条借照先前所写的写在这板上将板交给我的。
Verse 4, and he wrote on the tablets according to the fast writing the Ten Commandments, which the Lord had spoken to you in the mountain from the midst of the fire in the day of the assembly, and the Lord gave them to me.
那在这个我的英文版其实是说十条诫命，在这个注解呢，它其实就是十个字
，and
ten words.
And instead of ten commandments, another translation would be ten words.
其实这个英文的 ten words 十个字就是代表这个诫命来说的。
And these ten words they represent the ten commandments.
那摩西就说他得到这个诫命之后呢，就下山了。
And Moses said after he received the Ten Commandments, he came down from the mountain.
那为什么要在这里又再提到这个十诫的事情
？So why would he repeat the Ten Commandments here again？
其实就是要告诉当时的百姓说，守神的诫命是绝对的。
In order to remind the people back then that keeping the word of God, keeping the commandments of God is absolute.
第一代的失败就是因为没有办法守全神的诫命。
The failure of the first generation was because they didn't keep the commandments of God.
他们没有全心全意的来去服侍这个拯救他们的真神。
Because they did not serve God, the true living God, with all their heart and all their strength.
反而呢，他们去拜偶像。
But they went to worship idols.
所以呢，就得罪了神。
And therefore sinned against God.
那这里第六节呢，就谈到亚伦去世了。
In verse 6, we read that Aaron died.
那我们知道说第九章也有提到亚伦。
In chapter 9, it also mentions Aaron.
这里是摩西特别交代说当时亚伦的这个做法让神非常的愤怒。
And chapter 9, Moses reminds the people that what Aaron did, brought up the wrath of God.
因为在这个金牛犊的事件呢，亚伦没有去阻止这些百姓，来去拜这个偶像。
Because when Israel worshipped the golden calf, Aaron did not stop the people from doing so.
也没有去责备他们。
And Aaron did not rebuke them.
所以这个在神的眼中也是很严重的一个罪。
So in the eyes of God, this was also a very serious sin.
看起来亚伦好像在赞成他们一样。
It seems like Aaron is agreeing with the people.
所以在第九章二十节呢，才谈到说神非常生气这个亚伦。
So that's why in chapter 9, verse 20, it says that the Lord was very angry with Aaron.
那生气到什么程度呢？可以把亚伦毁掉。
God was angry to the point that he would have destroyed him.
因为这是一种大恶。
Because this was a great evil.
但是摩西却为他的哥哥来代求。
But Moses, he interceded for his brother.
因为这样神的愤怒就离开了。
So that God's anger would go away.
我想说在这里再一次让我们知道说如果没有摩西的代求
I think once again this tells us that if Moses didn't intercede,
那可能他的哥哥真的就被神来灭绝了
then maybe his older brother would have actually been destroyed by God.
那所以这个亚伦呢他也在旷野绕了40年
So Aaron, he was also wandering in the wilderness for 40 years.
然后他就去世了，由他的儿子第六节谈到由他的儿子以利亚撒来接续他共祭司的职分。
And then in verse 6, we see that his son Eleazar, he ministered as priest in his stead.
因为亚伦这个家族被选为来当大祭司。
Because Aaron and his family, they were chosen to be the priests.
来在这个神的面前来服侍了。
To serve in the presence of the Lord.
那我们发觉到说他死了之后儿子来接续这个共祭司的职分。
So after Aaron died, his son carried on his duty.
那就证明说神的话是没有落空的。
Which once again tells us that the words of God are not empty.
因为这个当祭司的责任是从这个亚伦的家从一代传一代下去的。
Because the priesthood would be passed on in Aaron's family from generation to generation.
那过后呢，又谈到这个利未人的责任。
And then further down, it talks about the responsibilities of the Levites.
那第八节谈到说他们是被分别出来的，要来扛这个约柜。
In verse 8, we see that the Levites were separated to bear the Ark of the Covenant.
而且呢，还要站在神的面前来伺候神，来服侍神。
And to minister to him and to bless in his name.
所以这个利未人的这个责任职分也讲得非常的清楚。
So here it also talks about the tasks and the responsibilities of the Levites.
那我在想为什么在这段经文里头呢会这样来提呢
？So why would these things be mentioned in this passage?
我们知道说先提到十诫。
So first in this passage it talks about the Ten Commandments.
然后谈到这个祭司的责任。
Then it talks about the duties of the priests.
然后再提到这个利未人。
And then it talks about the Levites.
要站在神的面前来服侍。
Those that are standing in the presence of the Lord to serve.
那他们必须要先来遵守神的这个吩咐，或者是神的诫命。
First and foremost, they must keep the commandments of God.
那我们也知道说，我们在神面前服侍的人。
We know that we who are serving in the presence of the Lord.
神有给我们不同的职分。
God has given us different tasks.
神也赐给我们不同的恩赐。
God has given us different talents and gifts.
我们在服事当中
，while in our service，
我们更要谨记的是说，我们要先来守神的道理，守神的诫命。
We must be very careful to observe and keep the word of God.
那我们也知道说这个亚伦有两个儿子被神击杀了。
We know that Aaron had two sons who were slain by God.
那就是在这个利未记的第十章有提到的。
Which we find in Leviticus chapter 10.
他们没有根据 摩西所吩咐的来去献祭。
Because they did not bring sacrifices according to the commandments of Moses.
他们用燔火啊。
But they used profane fire.
他没有用这个圣殿里头的火。
They did not use the fire from the temple.
所以呢就被神来击杀了。
That's why they were slain by God.
那所以这里提醒我们一件事情。
So here, once again, this is a reminder for us.
服事固然是重要的。
Our service towards God is important.
但是我们服事的这个基础应该是建立在守神的这个道理的基础上。
But the foundation of our service must be keeping the commandments of God.
就是说我们要绝对的来顺服神，从心里头来顺服神。
That's why we must fully obey from our hearts obey the word of God.
来去跟从主耶稣。
And to follow the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我想说这样的一种服事才会得到神的悦纳。
And I think only such a service is pleasing in the sight of God.
那这件事情之后呢，摩西又谈到他在山上为他们祷告的事情。
And here Moses once again talks about the incident where he prayed for them, interceded for them on the mountain.
这就是《生命记》里头所记载的第二次他带神在神的面前来替他们代求。
This is the second record in the book of Deuteronomy that he interceded for the people.
其实这件事情在这个第九章里头也有谈过。
This incident or his intercession is already mentioned in chapter 9.
就是在九章的十八节。
Chapter 9 verse 18.
那为什么要重提呢？
Why would this be repeated?
那我想说摩西是要告诉他们的。
I believe that Moses once wanted to
tell them. 其实当时神非常的愤怒。
That God was indeed very angry with them.
那神要其实要把他们完全的毁灭掉。
And God wanted to destroy them.
但是因为有摩西的代求，所以他们得蒙神的赦免。
But because Moses interceded, that's why God had mercy on them.
那从这个生命记让我们发觉到一件事情。
From the book of Deuteronomy, we come to know one thing.
很多地方都提到神的愤怒。
And then God's anger or wrath is being mentioned many times.
但也同时不断提到摩西的代求。
But then it also repeatedly tells us about Moses' intercession.
有很多时候我们的信仰能够被建立起来。
For our faith to be established.
我们后面可能有很多人在替我们祷告。
Probably in the back, we have many people praying for us.
我们的工作能够完成。
For our works to be completed.
能够得到神的带领。
For our works to have God's abiding.
得到神的祝福。
To have God's blessings.
有很多时候也是因为有很多人在替我们祷告。
Many times it's because people are praying for us behind us.
有时候我们在服事当中是没有好好根据神的这个吩咐来去做的。
Sometimes in our service we don't fully completely follow God's commandment.
但是在这样的情况之下，我们还是能够继续下去来服事神。
But sometimes we can still continue to serve God.
因为有很多人在替我们祷告，替我们来认悔改认罪。
That is because people are praying for us and people are pleading for God on our behalf.
所以我们才能够在神的面前站立得住。
That's why we can stand in the presence of the Lord.
这里也告诉我们一件事情。
So this tells us one thing.
其实我们在服事当中，这个我们服事的内容，一定要包括这个代求。
This reminds us that in our service, intercession is crucial.
所以我们如果花很多时间服事，
so when we spend a lot of time serving,
但却没有花时间来替教会替自己来代求，
but we do not spend time to intercede for our family or to intercede for the church.
那你发觉到说我们的工作很多时候不单只是神不喜悦的，
then we will find that God will not be pleased with our work.
很多时候会带给教会很多的这些而且负面的影响。
But even more, we will negatively influence the church.
那在以赛亚书有这样提到。
In the book of Isaiah, it says,
神设立的这些看守的人，守望者。
The watchmen that God has installed.
但是这些守望者的责任是什么呢？
What is the duty of the watchman?
他们要不断地呼求神。
They must always plead to God.
一直等到耶路撒冷被神建立起来。
Until Jerusalem is built up by God.
其实我们也要学习摩西这样的一个榜样。
So we must learn from Moses.
就是不断地呼求神。
To always intercede.
求神亲自动工。
And to ask God to work.
把我们这个不完全的教会靠着神的能力完全的被建立起来。
To perfect this imperfect church.
但是在教会里头我们有没有这样的这些代求的工人呢？
But the question is, do we have these workers in church who intercede?
那大概我想说这就是第一段啊。
So I think this is what I have to share for the first passage.
那我们现在来进入到第二段。
So let's have a look at the second passage.
那我们可以说这个第二段哦，是有关这个，有谈到说这个，律法，的精神。
So the second passage is talking about the essence of the law.
那我们要怎么去爱神呢？
How should we love God?
这一段经文也，提的，讲得非常的这个详细跟清楚。
So this passage talks about it in detail.
我们先来看这个十二节。
Let's read verse 12.
第十章的十二节。
Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 12.
以色列啊，现在耶和华你神向你所要的是什么呢？只要你敬畏耶和华你的神，遵行他的道，爱他，尽心尽性侍奉他。
Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 12. And now Israel, what does the Lord your God require of you, but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul.
13节。
Verse 13.
遵守他的诫命，律例，就是我今日所吩咐你的，为要叫你们得福。
And to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes, which I command you today for your good.
那这里呢，这个摩西啊，再次提起这一件事情。
Yeah, Moses, he mentions this once again.
神向你们所要的是什么？
What does the Lord require of you?
其实在第六章哦，这个重点已经提过的。
Chapter 6, it already talks about this point.
那这里呢，当然就是要再次唤醒他们了。
But once again, Moses reminds them.
其实神所要的就是我们要向他存这个敬畏的心。
What God wants is that we have a God-fearing heart towards Him.
那什么叫敬畏神呢？
What does it mean to fear God?
就是遵守神的道。
It means to keep His commandments.
今天如果我们能够把道理行出来。
Today, if we can put the words of God into practice.
比如说在这一章里头啊，他有谈到说要去爱那些寄居的人。
For example, in this passage, it talks about that we should love the stranger.
就是那一些我们不认识的人啊。
Love those that we do not know.
我们在看新约圣经。
If we look at the New Testament.
那圣经也这样告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
我们要爱人如己。
We must love others as we love ourselves.
其实就是引用旧约圣经的。
And this is a quote from the Old Testament.
这是要真的在生活上能够行出来。
And this is something that we must put into practice.
就是说我们对人我们是存着爱心的。
That towards, we deal with other people with love.
我们没有恨。
We do not hate.
我们也没有这个嫉妒。
We do not envy them.
我们常常带着一颗谦卑的心。
But we have a heart of humility.
那这样就是把这个律法的精神活出来了。
And that is what it means to live out the word, the essence.
那就是一种敬畏神的表现。
And this is a conduct that shows the fear of God.
对人我们能够完全的去爱。
That towards people we can show complete, perfect love.
不论我们碰到怎么类型的人。
No matter who we meet.
在家里头。
Whether it is in our homes,
我们对自己家里的成员
whether it's towards people in our household,
或者在教会里头
or in the church,
我们如何对待弟兄姐妹
how do we deal with brothers and sisters,
这也很重要的
this is also very important,
或者我们在服事当中
or in our service,
那我们同工彼此之间的沟通又是如何呢
how do we communicate with our co-workers in church,
这都能够表现出说我们到底是不是一个敬畏神的人
all these things manifests whether we are God-fearing person or not.
所以神要我们来敬畏他。
God wants us to fear him.
但在第十二节他有这样提到说
In verse 12 it says,
我们要好像要专一的来爱他。
We must love him with all our heart.
就是不要被其他的事情来影响到我们对神的爱。
That means nothing else should impact or disturb our love towards God.
就是说我们把神放在首位。
We put God in the first place.
其实我们的跟主耶稣的这种关系哈，就好像这个丈夫跟妻子的关系一样，夫妻的关系一样。
Our relationship with Jesus should be like our relationship with our spouse.
夫妻的关系是专一的
，the relationship
爱也是专一的。
In a marriage is there's only one. Just as our love towards God.
那我们对神呢也是如此。
So the same is between us and God.
那这个约翰呢，长老也这样提到说。
Elder John also reminds us.
那如果我们爱世界上的事情
，If we love the things in this world,
那爱父的心呢，就不在我们里头了。
Then the love of the Father is not in us.
那就是说我们这个爱呀，就慢慢会消失掉。
Meaning that our love towards God will slowly disappear.
所以这个神给像我们所要行的，要求我们所要做的事情，就是要尽心、尽性、尽意爱他，或者来侍奉他。
So this is what the Lord requires of us to love Him and to serve Him with all our heart and all our soul.
在生活当中，凡是以神的事情看为最重要的。
So everything that we do in our lives, we prioritize the things of God.
那就是对神的一种爱的。
This is how we show our love towards God.
好，那这里呢，这个摩西有这样说哈。
Moses says.
那为什么神要设立这么多的这些诫命啊等等啊，这种律例啊，要百姓来遵守
？Why did Are there so many laws and so many commandments for the people to keep?
有时候我们会听到有人会这样问。
Sometimes we people ask.
说你们哈常常讲守律法，守诫命。
They say that you always talk about keeping the commandments.
看起来你们好像是律法主义一样。
It seems like you're one of those who abide with the law.
那其实我们不是这样。
But that's not true.
我们守诫命呢是当然是圣经的吩咐。
We keep the commandments because this is what the Bible tells us.
其实守诫命对我们是有益处的。
But in fact, keeping the commandments is beneficial for us.
那其实在第十三节就有提到了。
As we can see in verse 13.
我们来看十三节。
Verse 13.
那遵守他的诫命律例。就是我今日所吩咐你的，为了叫你们得福。那中文说是为了要叫我们得到福气。
And to keep the commandments of the Lord and His statutes, which I command you today for your good.
那英文呢，就是要是为了我们的好处。
So in the English it says for your good.
那中文是要把福气赐给我们的。
And in Chinese it is that blessings will be given to.
从这里我们就看到神的用意的用心。
So here we see the purpose behind it.
为什么他要百姓来遵守这个诫命
？Why does God want the people to keep the commandments？
就好像那天我们已经谈过的。
It's like the other day we mentioned it.
其实守诫命就是要让我们不要再掉入这个捆绑当中。
Keeping the commandments prevents us from falling back into sin.
这是神的用心呐。
This is the heart of God.
那神会这样做哈？
For God to do this,
当然就是神对我们的爱。
It is His love towards us.
这里呢，摩西在解释给当时的百姓听。
Here Moses tries to explain to the people once again.
我们来看这个十四节。
Let's read verse 14.
看了天和天上的天，地和地上所有的，都属耶和华你的神。
Verse 14, indeed heaven and the highest heavens belong to the Lord your God, also the earth with all that is in it.
我们谈到这个天的时候，这个就是宇宙嘛。
When we talk about the heaven, then we talk about the universe.
那我们知道说这个宇宙是很大的，没办法去衡量。
We know that the universe is so grand, so big, we cannot measure it.
就算现在的科学家他也没有办法去计算说这个宇宙有多大。
even scientists today, they have difficulties to measure the universe.
就是他们没有办法去理解说这个宇宙大到什么程度。
So it is hard to imagine how vast and big the universe is.
那这一些，这一切都是神所创造的。
All of this is part of God's creation.
但是神的这个重点放在哪里呢？
But where did God put his focus?
那我们来看这个十五节哈。
Verse 15.
耶和华但喜悦你的列祖爱他们，从万民中拣选他们的后裔，就是你们像今日一样。
Verse 15, the Lord delighted only in your fathers to love them, and he chose their descendants after them, you above all peoples, as it is this day.
你发觉说神的爱非常的专一。
God's love is very, very partial.
完全的放在这个百姓的身上。
His love was completely focused on the people.
如果我们再看那个创世纪哈。
If we look at Genesis,
第一章在谈到神创造天地嘛。
In chapter 1, we read how God creates the heavens.
那到进入到第二章的时候。
And in chapter 2,
就谈到伊甸园了。
Talks about the life in the Garden of Eden.
就谈到这个亚当跟神的关系。
Talks about the relationship of Adam and God.
第一章谈到宇宙外很大的这个空间里头，突然间缩小到一个很小的范围。
In chapter 1, it talks about the universe and how God created this vast universe. But then in chapter 2, all of a sudden, we only focus on a small garden.
我们如果拿这两章来做一个比较的话，
So if we compare these two chapters,
我们就发觉到说，其实神是把他的这个焦点放在他所创造的这个人的身上。
We can see that God put his focus on mankind whom he created.
因为根据圣经，亚当是他的儿子啊。
Because according to the Bible, Adam was his son.
当然他就专注的来爱他的儿子。
Of course, he would focus on his son and love his son.
所以我们再看这个百姓哦。
So if you look at the people,
神选召了这百姓。
God chose these people.
从万民当中把他们选召出来。
From all the nations, God chose.
所以在生命记的第七章，我们查考过的说，神的爱是放在这百姓的身上。
So in Deuteronomy chapter 7, we also read that God put his love on these people.
所以选召本身就证明神给我们的爱。
God's election itself proves God's love towards us.
这爱是非常的大。
And God's love is very, very great.
如果我们看百姓的历史哦。
If we look at the history of the people of Israel.
他们在埃及的时候他是为奴的。
In Egypt, they were slaves.
是受欺压的。
They were suppressed.
是在这个为奴之家过活的。
They were living in the house of bondage.
那现在呢神拯救他们。
Now God has delivered them.
让他们得自由。
God has given them freedom.
不再受压这个欺压。
So that they would not be oppressed.
而且成为神的子女。
And he made them his children.
那这是很大的一个改变。
And this is a very great change.
那我们就让我们知道说神其实今天呢对我们也是一样的。
So God treats us the same today.
我们来看这个以赛亚书的五十一章。
Let's turn to the book of Isaiah chapter 51.
以赛亚书的五十一章。
Isaiah chapter 51.
我们来念十六节。
Isaiah chapter 51 verse 56.
十六节。
Sorry. Isaiah chapter 51 verse 16.
五十一章十六节
，51 verse 16。
我将我的话传给你，用我的手引遮掩，为要栽定诸天，立定地基。又对锡安说：“你是我的百姓。”
Isaiah chapter 51 verse 16. And I have put my words in your mouth. I have covered you with the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens.Lay the foundations of the earth and say to Zion, You are my people.
这个整个宇宙万物都是神创造的。
God has created the universe.
但他对锡安说，就是教会，你是我的百姓。
But he says to Zion, which is his church, You are my people.
所以从这里我们可以知道。
From this we can learn.
我们今天在神的教会里头。
Today, if we're in the church of God,
是神给我们很大的福气。
This is a great blessing.
因为神选召了我们这一群人。
Because God has chosen this group of people.
世上那么多的人，他就选召了我们。
There's so many people in this world, and yet he chose us.
我们如果认识到这一点，
If we have come to understand this,
每一次我们跪下来祷告,
then in every prayer that we make,
我们都有理由来感谢神,
there's always a reason for us to be thankful. Because now we live in His love, we live in His grace.
我们没有理由再埋怨,
there is no reason for us to mourn.
因为他已经把天上一切的福气都赐给我们了,
because He has given us all the heavenly blessings.
所以摩西在讲这件事情的时候要百姓来了解,
because so when Moses was saying this, he wanted the people to understand.
他是伟大的神啊,
he is the great God.
但是呢,他所爱的却是你们的列祖啊,
and yet those he loved were your fathers.
同样今天神选召了我们,选召了我们的父母。
The same God has chosen us or our parents, our forefathers.
这是我们不可以忘记的恩典,神的恩典。
This is something, the grace of God that we must not forget.
我们现在看回这个第十章。
Let's come back to Deuteronomy chapter 10.
我们看第十章。
Deuteronomy chapter 10.
那第十六节,它有这样的一句话。
Deuteronomy chapter 10 verse 16, here we read.
所以你们要将心里的污秽除掉。 不可再印着景象,
therefore circumcise the foreskin of your heart and be stiff-necked no longer.
那为什么会在讲神的爱的时候呢,会突然提到说这个心不要刚硬呢?
When he's talking about the love of loving God, why does he talk about circumcising the heart?
有时候我们察觉不到神的爱,
sometimes we fail to comprehend or to
understand.
Sometimes we fail to feel the love of God.
这跟我们的心呢,心境有关系。
This is related to our mindset, to our heart.
有时候我们因为心呢,有污秽。
Because sometimes there is filth in our heart.
所以让我们没有办法去感受到神给我们的爱。
We do not feel or we do not understand the love that
God
has. Because the things that we focus on are the things of the world. All we think of are the things of this world. And then it is very hard for us to experience the spiritual blessings that God wants to give us.
所以我们这里英文当然是说要受割礼,就是说把那些不好的,那些脏的东西都除掉了。
So here in verse 16 it says, we must circumcise the foreskin of your heart, which means to take away all the dirty parts of our heart.
这样不要再硬着颈项了。
And no longer be stiff-necked.
神这么爱我们,
God loves us so much.
难道我们体会不到吗?
How can we not experience or feel it?
很多时候是因为我们硬着颈项。
Many times it is because we are stiff-necked.
所以要体会到神的恩典,心要洁净。
For us to experience the love of God, we must cleanse our hearts.
那要让我们心中的眼睛呢,再明亮起来。
We must, our eyes in our hearts must be enlightened.
让我们再次看到神这种丰盛的恩典。
So that we can once again see the abundant blessings from God.
如果我们看见了,体会到了,
so if we have seen and if we have experienced,
当然我们的这个生活就不一样,
then our lives will be different.
会充满感谢的,
our lives will be filled with thanksgiving.
我们发觉到说我们生活是积极的,
our lives will be full of zeal.
我们会很热心,很愿意的来去服侍神,服侍教会。
And full of diligence will we serve the church and
serve God. 在服侍当中,我们很愿意付出。
And in our service, we will be willing to sacrifice.
因为在我们的这个信仰生活当中,我们看见了神给我们的爱。
Because in our journey of faith, we have seen the love that God had towards us.
所以祈求神来洁净我们的心。
So we must ask God to cleanse our hearts.
那我们看17节。
Let's look at verse 17.
这里说这个是我们的神呢,是万神之神,万主之主。
For the Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords.
直大的神,大有能力,大而可畏,不以外 外貌,不以貌取人,也不受贿赂。
The great God, mighty and awesome, who shows no partiality nor takes a bribe.
这里告诉我们神是一个正直的神,是一个公义的神。
Here it tells us that God is a righteous God.
他不好像人一样。 会改变。
He is not like man, he does not change.
会受环境的影响。
He is not influenced or affected by his environment.
那这里也说他为寡妇 孤儿寡妇伸冤，要怜爱寄居的，赐给他衣食。
Verse 18, he administers justice for the fatherless and the widow and loves the stranger, giving him food and clothing.
这是神所立的榜样。
This is the example that God has set.
一个爱神的人。
A man who loves God.
一个明白神这个恩典的人。
A man who understands the grace of God.
也一定会懂得去爱人，去关心别人的。
Must know how to love men and to respect them.
那我们就可以想一想我们今天我们的这个生活。
Today we must think about our lives.
我们对人是怎么样的？
How we treat other people.
我们有没有这种爱人的心？
Do we have the heart of love?
好像神爱我们一样。
Just like God loves us.
那圣经也告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
就是在箴言书里头。
In the book of Proverbs.
你如果看到一个要饭的人，就是一个乞丐。
If you see a beggar.
你讥笑他。
And if you laugh at him.
那箴言说那你就是在嘲笑创造他的主。
Then you also mock his creator.
那就是告诉我们说，我们对人要好像神对我们一样。
Which reminds us that we should treat other people just as God has treated us.
有时候我们看人会以不同的眼光来看人。
Sometimes we will be partial with people.
我们会藐视人。
We will look down on other people.
或者说我们会对某些人我们会有这种不喜欢的一种心。
Or we will have, we will dislike certain kinds of people.
但是神不是这样的神。
But God is a different God.
我们在他面前也有亏欠的地方。
In his presence, we fail in so many aspects.
但是他还是爱我们的。
And yet he loves us.
还是让我们能够归向他。
And yet he gives us the opportunity to draw close to him.
所以一个认识神的人。
So a man who knows God
一定要懂得去爱人
must know how to love man.
那爱人不是一种行动而这个一种外在的一种装作而已。
Loving man is not just something superficial or something outwardly.
你真正的去爱人一定要发自内心。
Loving man must come from the heart.
你先要感受到说神那么爱我。
First, you must experience the great love of God towards you.
所以我一定要去爱别人。
Therefore, I am willing to love others.
那你发现说这样的爱就能够持续下去。
And if you have this love, you will be able to maintain it.
这种爱也是真实的，不是假的。
And this love is true and not false.
因为这个爱是从神来的。
Because this love is from God.
是发自内心的。
It's from your heart.
好，那我们现在来看这个第二十节。
Verse 20, let's read verse 20.
我们看这个二十节。
Verse 20.
你要敬畏耶和华你的神，侍奉他，专靠他，也要指着他的名起誓。
You shall fear the Lord your God, you shall serve him, and to him you shall hold fast, and take oaths in his name.
那这里前半段谈到说你要敬畏耶和华你的神侍奉他。
Yeah, we read, you shall fear the Lord your God, you shall serve him.
就说我们整个人都要完全的来依靠他。
Our whole being should fully rely on him.
这是我们要去学习的。
This is something we must learn.
在生活当中我们要全心全意的来依靠神。
In our lives, we must fully rely on God.
我们常说我们所做的每一件事情首先我们要让神来知道。
Oftentimes we say, whatever we do, that we first need to tell God about it.
我们不要依靠自己的聪明。
We must not rely on our own,
在凡事上要来认定神。
On our own understanding, but in everything that we do, we must rely on God.
那如果我们没有认定神在圣经里头是一种的恶。
If we fail to trust God in the Bible, it is a form of evil.
我们看下去哈，二十一节。
Verse 21.
那二十一节这样说。
Verse 21 says.
他是你所赞美的，是你的神为你做了那大而可畏的事，是你亲眼看见的。
He is your praise, he is your God, who has done for you these great and awesome things which your eyes have seen.
如果这是对新一代的人来说。
If this is for the spoken to the new generation,
那其实在旷野神行了很多的神迹。
Are reminded that God has actually performed many miracles in the desert.
他们没水喝的时候，从神让这些这水啊从这个磐石当中流出来。
When they didn't have water, God gave them water from the rock.
那神啊从天降吗呢？
God gave them bread from heaven,
来喂养他们
，manna to feed them.
他们在旷野绕了40年呢，他靴子也没有穿破。
When they were wandering for 40 years in the wilderness, their shoes did not break.
那在旷野里头有靴子有蛇，但是也没有伤害到他们。
There were scorpions and snakes, serpents in the desert, in the wilderness, but they did not harm them.
这些都是神所行的大事。
These are the great and awesome things that God.
这是他们亲眼见过的。
These are the things that they have experienced.
所以他们必须呢要常常的赞美神。
That's why they must praise Him.
因为神做了这些大而可畏的事。
Because God has done these awesome and great things.
他们进迦南前呢，神也毁掉了这些迦南人。
And before they entered the land of Canaan, God destroyed the people.
这是后来他们所见到的。
This would be something they would experience in the future.
那二十二节特别谈到一件事。
Verse 22, it says,
当然是他们那个什么，他们那一代的没有见过的，只是听过而已。
Of course, that generation hasn't seen it, but they have heard of it.
你的列祖弃食人下埃及，现在耶和华你的神使你如同天上的星那样多。
Your fathers went down to Egypt with 70 persons, and now the Lord your God has made you as the stars of heaven in multitude.
那我们要了解这事情呢，要看神跟亚伯拉罕所立的约。
So if we think about this, then we must look at the covenant that God has made with Abraham.
其实亚伯拉罕神老早就跟亚伯拉罕谈到这件事情了。
God has already mentioned this to Abraham a long time ago.
说400年之后，他们要离开这个埃及地。
And God told Abraham that 400 years later they will leave the land of Egypt.
他们成为一个大族。
They will become a great nation.
这就证明了神的话没有落空。
And this once again proves that the word of God comes true.
神是一个信实的人。
God is a faithful God.
其实很多时候我们要从神的话来去了解神。
Many times we must understand God from His own words.
只有我们在遵守神的这个话语当中，我们才体会到说神是一个不改变的神。
Only when we keep the words of God do we understand that God is a God who does not change.
所以我们要不断的来去守神的话。
Therefore, we must keep the word of God always.
让我们能够常常体会到神的这个信实。
That we can experience His faithfulness.
更进一步的来去了解他所对我们的爱。
And that we can on a deeper level experience His love towards us.
我们今天的这个查经就到这里。
This concludes our Bible study today.